Call the commission back to order and reconvene for the administrative portion of the meeting. On consent, we have 9 items. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
I will say one thing, and ordinarily the point of the consent, I guess, is that they don't need discussion. But I just want to point something out that seemed a little confusing to me, and I sought clarification. And if anyone is interpreting it differently, then I think maybe an item should be pulled. But if you look at numbers 2 and 3, number 2 appoints 3 of our people as advocacy staff in case number PU17-120. And then number 3, the same case, retains outside counsel, it says, to provide legal services to assist the commission. And that almost sounded to me like they would be advisory staff, which I thought was unusual, but I clarified, and the intention was that that was advocacy staff, even though it says assist the commission. And so this is, I checked with staff, this is for to be advocacy staff. And so if anyone feels different, it should be pulled and discussed. But if we're okay with that, I think we're okay keeping it on consent.
I'm fine with it.
I'm good.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Then I think, Conrad, we're going to hold off on your discussion just in case we run out of time. It would be probably good to get the scheduling done while we have people whose schedules are impacted.
Yeah, that's fine.
So let's move into scheduling. Are there any other items that, well, first, is there any other discussion items that need to be added that are pressing? I'm not seeing any, so we'll move to scheduling then. And are there anything, any other items besides the 3 on here?
I have a couple of informals.
Okay, what are they?
Well, 2 separate informals for the MDU cases that were discussed today, the gas transportation. So PU 17-123 and 17-144, and we would envision that as one informal kind of, you know, like start one at 1 and start another one at 1:30, something to that effect.
Back to back.
And then the other one would be for NSP's special facilities rider, case 17-113.
That's also an informal.
Correct.
Okay.
And Brandy, another scheduling item I have is relating to the June 6th or 7th, the June 7th commission meeting. I want to try to find a way to change that date. So,
okay, no, that'll be number 6 then.
Sure.
So the PHMSA PSC conference call would be earlier than these things. It won't conflict. Did you get any kind of dates lined up that PHMSA was suggesting, Patrick?
I've not been able to get a hold of Mr. Bishore from PHMSA. And so I think we should just maybe determine if the commission could meet sometime early in May, and I'll try to get a hold of Mr. Bishore to set up a date. And
well, right now those first 2 weeks of May outside of our regular scheduled meeting are pretty clear for me, so I don't know if anyone else has got specific days that work bad, but I could meet almost any time those first 2 weeks.
I am at an OMS MISO meeting on the 2nd, and 3rd of May. But after that, so later that week, say the 4th or 5th look good. And also that next Monday or Tuesday might work, or Thursday.
4 or 5, 8 or 9 or 11?
11 I can't.
So how about you try the 4th or 5th or 8th or 9th, Pat?
We'll try for that, yes.
Do you have a specific time, Pat?
I would try for 10 o'clock.
Perfect.
Okay. Do you think you'll be able to contact them today, or do you think they're probably gone?
I've tried.
Since they haven't answered this morning. Okay, so let us know and see what you can get set up.
Sure. Do you want these as whole dates or not?
They're well, not the whole date, but like
hold,
if...
Hold.
Yeah, but don't hold the whole day. Maybe just the 10 to noon on those dates.
On those 4 days. Okay, number two. This is on the telecommunications rules. And the bottom line is the... that had that extended because we found an old kind of arcane rule that required the additional time for comments. So that comment period isn't up yet. There was no opposition to it. I think everyone is favorable. I expect no negative comments, maybe no comments at all. But we have to wait until Monday, until the end of that comment period. And then I don't know how long it will take our legal counsel to get an order drafted up. So if it's going to be almost the same time as the following meeting, there's no sense doing it early, but that following meeting is starting to press it for the June Administrative Rules Committee. So bottom line is I think we don't need to schedule this, but if when Alana gets back, if we're able to move it up by more than a couple days, I'll probably seek you out and try and schedule something in more quickly.
And maybe the other rule package could be added to the same special meeting?
I'm sure hoping.
So that would be, you'd be looking at the week of the 18th, 17th, next week, sometime later.
Yeah.
Maybe like Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, but we just can't reschedule it without knowing something, I guess.
Right. So. I'll just throw this out there. I have... board meeting on Thursday afternoon and Friday morning. So on the 20th and 21st, which is probably the week that those are probably the dates that we'd be looking at because of Alana's schedule. So I'd be happy to work out something in the morning of the 20th or the afternoon of the 21st.
Does that work for you as well, Brian?
Yes.
Morning of Thursday morning or Friday afternoon?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. We'll get that under consideration because they work for me as well. Okay, then the Cinex pipeline. And I discussed with Pat, there's a lot of players in this with outside legal counsel and an ALJ. Mm-hmm. It sounded to me like we probably needed to end up in July with it. Pat, do you want to go through what you've been able to clarify?
Sure. The
two locations.
Two locations. So we're talking about probably two days, and we're trying to make them back to back if we can, but maybe we have to split them up a little bit. It depends on your schedules. The ALJ, both ALJ and Commission Council, are available on the following days, July 10 through 10 and 11, 20 and 21, 24 through 28, and July 31st through August 3rd.
The 10 and 11 do not work for me. The rest of them all do.
What were the other two besides the 10 and 11?
Then we had 20 and 21. And 24 through 28. And then July 31 through August 3.
I will point this out. If, you know, I don't know who all would be coming to that. You know, maybe it doesn't matter. The 24th through the 28th is during the state fair, and so getting a room up there to use, I don't know if that makes any difference or not.
If there was,
we won't need to be staying overnight unless we have these back to back.
And what about the 20th and 21st?
The 20th is the first day after Nehruk, so all of our lead preparation time would have to have been done the previous week. Because
mm-hmm.
yeah, we'll, I suppose, get back late that night. But they're okay with me. I don't. Whose portfolio is this now?
Mine.
Okay. Do you prefer two meetings back to back, or do you prefer one on one of these time frames and a week or something go by and then have the other one?
Well, we separated them in the case of Dakota Access, and it worked kind of nicely, I guess. I don't have a strong preference. I think there's pros and cons. Having them back-to-back keeps all the information fresh for us, and it's just tighter and a little neater. but it also might be tough if we're going to make Nehruk and then go, are gone the two next the two following days right after that. So that's just a lot of time out of the office, and things get a little piled up when that happens. But it might be easier for the company if they're bringing in experts from out of state to do them back-to-back so they don't have to make two trips back here. Do they have out-of-state folks, Patrick?
I'm not sure.
I'm assuming they do.
Would this be a Williston and a Minot thing, or
didn't we talk about Stanley? No, Tioga.
We talked about Tioga. Tioga and Minot.
And Minot. Or Tioga and Minot. Yeah. I guess if the company has a strong preference, I'm fine doing them back to back. But maybe we could pick 4 days or 3 days, and then they can decide.
And with the fair going, would there be any wisdom? I mean, it sure seems to me, based on where a lot of the closer residences are, that we would want something at or very near Minot. That seems to be the more controversial end. I don't know, controversial is not the right word, but the potential. Would there be wisdom in just because of the fair going on, if we choose that week and just going out to Berthold? I'm guessing they must... It's a fairly large town. They must have a room or something. Or do you think Minot's a better location?
I think Minot's better, just because people are in Minot. You know, people come into Minot. Even the people who are traveling will probably go into Minot to shop and do stuff. So what if we did, like, offered the 20th, 21st, and then one of the and with the idea that those days we'd be doing Minot regardless, and then but we could do one of the following days that next week out of in Tioga or some, and then either the company picks the 20th and 21st, we do Tioga and Minot, or Minot Tioga, or if you did the 20th and next week the 24th or something, 25th, you could do Minot on the 20th and Tioga on the 24th or 5th.
Well, I don't know what Brian has, but I'll throw this out. The dates, if I wrote them down right, the 20th, 21st, 24th through 28th, 31st through August 4th, I can do any of them, and so I'm just okay with deferring to you on which ones you choose. I'm also okay on the Tioga Minot location, but I just will throw... I think the Williston Minot would probably be a better choice, in that, I don't know, someone from the far west end has, it seems like, quite a trip to Tioga, but maybe it's not much further. I suppose if you're at Tioga, it's not a lot further. It's not much closer to Williston than what Berthold is.
We're trying to do like
Buford is to Tioga.
The first
not
half
so
and
much.
The second half, you know, yeah. Like in some places kind of. And the reason why we picked Minot over, say, Stanley or something like that, Williston Stanley, is because it's a population center.
I think Minot's a good choice for that one. I'm just thinking that from the west end, it's...
Just seems like anyone in the middle then has a long way to go all the way out to Williston. Because that would be on both extreme ends of it.
Yeah. Your portfolio, I'll leave it to you. Unless you feel...
If strong. We're able to get Tioga a location. We've had pretty good luck there before.
Mm-hmm.
Those okay.
Dates work for you?
Yeah, the dates are fine for me.
All those other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know if doing 20 and 21 back to back. I think if they want a back to back, that following week would be
better.
A better option.
Okay. You know,
if at least some of us are going to be at Nehruk.
When was the state fair?
That's that following week. It starts, I suppose, the 21st and then through the following week. But
so back-to-back, you're ending up in Minot during that week.
Yeah,
then.
That's the hard part. We'd have to go into August to do a back-to-back with Minot to avoid the state fair.
Yeah.
We'll work it out. Pat, yeah. You and I can come up with a plan.
I think there's quite a bit of flexibility here.
Okay.
Okay, and then... your informals, Victor, I don't know, choose which one is more pressing as far as the MDU pair or the NSP.
Sure. So MDU actually gave me a date of May 10th. I think we have a informal after the meeting in that afternoon.
There's nothing already scheduled on that informal?
I don't believe so. I don't think we have anything on informals for a while.
That one would work for me.
Yep. Sounds great. Back to back.
So, yeah, that's what I was saying. Like I said, back to back. We'll maybe start one at, I don't know if you want to start at 1 or 1:30, and then we'll just do the next one half an hour later.
Okay. Well, it's noticed for 1:30, so why don't we just do it?
Yep, 1:30 and 2 o'clock then. We'll start the
you work out those details.
Okay.
The portfolio holder. Okay, and then the NSP informal?
NSP, May 24th, I think, is the next one. Again, I believe that one's available. They didn't specify this date. They basically said they'll be prepared for whenever we would like them to be. But that seemed to provide us some time to get through the filings. I mean, with the...
Did you say May 24th?
Yes.
I will be gone on the 24th.
What's
okay,
the next
so
one?
that's a commission day. Are you at training?
Yes.
So we should reschedule that meeting.
Yeah, and that entire week I will be gone.
Victor, did you talk to them about the following commission meeting?
We could certainly do that. They're open to do whatever. So they didn't specify the 24th. I just kind of threw it out there, and he didn't have any immediate issues with it. So we can go for the following meeting, and if there's some major issue with it, we can change it on the next schedule.
Okay, so I'm going to propose that since Brian's gone on the 24th, that we move that commission meeting on the 24th to the 31st, May 31st. And then I am gone on the... I'm gone on the 7th, which is the next week, and we had a commission meeting scheduled for that, and I was going to propose we move that to the 14th. So we were just having 3 weeks between meetings in May. We would go from the 10th to the 31st, and then we'd be canceling the meeting on the 24th or postponing it to the 31st, and then moving the meeting that's scheduled for the 7th to the 14th.
Okay, I recently appointed you to do the Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute. So you probably haven't been notified yet. But on the 31st at 1 o'clock is that meeting.
Okay. Well, maybe I can call in. Is that possible?
Or we could, if we were trying, I mean, it's at 1 o'clock, so it wouldn't interfere with the regular meeting. But if Victor's trying to attach this NSP informal to it, it would probably mean, how would you like if we did the meeting in the morning, you went down, that's just in Bismarck here, to the Association of Counties building, and that's from 1 to 3, and maybe we have an informal at 3:30.
Oh, the meeting is in Bismarck?
Yeah.
Oh, that helps. Sure.
Would do you think that's okay to have that informal at 3:30?
I'll check it out with them. I'm sure they may have travel stuff, but I'll go through.
Work on that as a possibility. If it doesn't work out, we can do something different. But without objection, then the
one other thought, though. Oh wait, we've got some. We do on the 26th have a meeting.
Of May?
I'm sorry, April 26th. And then we have a director's meeting scheduled in the afternoon, but could we do an informal after that if NSP would like to do this sooner?
And just
2 weeks from now.
I'm just kind of reluctant to add more stuff until the legislature's done.
Okay.
You know, we do these things. And
they're not in a particular rush either, so.
Okay.
That's fine.
Like now we have
let's go with the 31st, and we can always go out into June if necessary.
All right. Sounds good, Vic.
But the May 24th meeting is moved to the 31st, and the informal just set it at 3:30, and we'll see if that's used or if it just ends up not being used. And so then the last thing is the June 7th commission meeting.
So I propose moving that to the 14th, which would then give us 2 weeks between the 31st and the... And then if it was possible to have that meeting in the afternoon rather than in the morning.
No, then I can't. Okay.
What about the, well, let's look at the next day, the 15th. Does that work?
No.
You're gone?
Yep. The day before the 13th.
No, I'm getting back from Ireland
on
the 13th. So that's why I was hoping to not be here meeting on the 14th. First thing.
Yes.
What about the 16th?
Never done a
Friday
meeting. But it must be a first.
I would hate to come back from Ireland and have a meeting the next day. It just doesn't allow you good time to prepare.
Yeah, or be awake. That's not an easy recovery for an old lady. So the 15th? 16th, no, the
16th. 16th sounds good, yes.
Okay, 10 a.m.
So that's the June 7th meeting is moved to June 16th, right?
Yep.
And what was the previous one we did? Just refresh me again.
May 24th was
31st.
Okay.
Do you have time for another?
No.
Oh. Okay.
So we can save one more and do it.
We'll have to work through it.
We have to come back for Conrad's discussion anyway. So.
Yeah.
Something to think about as the MDU work session, MDU rate case work session.
So. Oh, right. Yes.
So we will reconvene at 12:10.